your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's going to be a fun broadcast. Internet's down, high-speed digital's down. Normally, I do a lot of research prior to broadcasting, but the internet is down, and not just in the studio, but in a large area in Missouri. And that's down. And so we take this for granted, right? We really do. And I've got duplicate equipment of everything in the studio. I've got two of everything, so that emergency power supplies. I've got two sets of headphone amplifiers, two mixers, two of everything, literally. And lots of computers to jump in just if I need them. And, you know, but what I can't have a duplicate of is the feed of the high-speed digital and the internet. So if it goes down, it goes down. And I think you need to think of this as a nice little dry run of what may come. We come to depend on the internet, and it's not always there. It's not always there. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Okay, and we're broadcasting live 2 hours right here on Genesis Communications Network. Alex is producing the broadcast at GCN, and we've got some articles on the website that you can probably see. I can't because the internet's down. You know, one of them is that all phone calls in the United States are recorded and accessible to the government. So keep that in mind. You know, the phone is not a place to have an argument with anybody, okay? And be very careful what you say. There's certain words that trigger other people listening very carefully to what your conversations may be. And so avoid saying things. There's a story on the internet about a boy who called his father, and he said, "I just killed Mom." And he says, "Okay, just go put her in the grove." And there's a recording of that, okay? And, you know, the father thought it was a joke. Well, the boy actually did kill his mother. And so the father was hauled in for questioning, like he's an accomplice there, you know? So you need to be very careful what you say on the telephone and what you say in text and what you say in email. They're all recorded. And what about people who have had makeovers? You know, they want to look a little brighter. They want to look a little younger. So they go in for some surgery, and they die as a result of it. Keep in mind that it's not necessary to look better. It's not. And is it worth the risk? And as far as I'm concerned, it's not worth the risk. And then how about those five women in their 30s who were killed during the during the ride in a limo to a bachelorette party? Yeah, how about that? And they were trapped in there. Now, why were they trapped in there? Now, my question to you is, why would you want to get into a limousine where you don't know if you can easily get out of it? And you're being transported by somebody you don't even know. Why would you do that? Kind of like, why would you want to get on a cruise line? If I won a trip on a cruise line, I would not go. I wouldn't go. And I don't know anybody in my family who would go. First of all, I wouldn't win one because I wouldn't participate in a lottery of any kind. But I wouldn't want to go and become trapped in the ocean. And, you know, I've said things like that, and actually bad things have happened, right? And why? Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying millions more rounds of ammunition? How many more do they need? And what is actually happening with ammunition? Seems to me that the government is buying so much ammunition, they're tying up the entire supply. I've been to stores. I've called our instructors. I've called the suppliers. They're out. You can't buy 22s. You just can't. 22 long rifles, the ubiquitous ammunition, the stuff that we just plink with because it's pleasant to shoot. inexpensive. It used to be. It's not available. Just go to the Chinese factory outlet and look at the ammunition case and see what's in there. It's empty. Yep. And why is it that a Virginia cop who shot a Sunday school teacher faces only 3 years in prison? Traffic stop. He stops her. She decides to roll up her window and drive off. So what does he do? He shoots her through the window. Pretty extreme, right? They're getting away with this stuff. And, of course, what's happening to small businesses? The percentage of small businesses in America is on the decline. It's unbelievable. Why is it on the decline? Well, guys like me who want to have a trade show, an expo, go to Springfield, Missouri. And what is the add-on tax for me to have an expo? 30%. That kind of stuff is a showstopper. Why would I want to pay 30% tax? And what would I do with it? I mean, am I going to eat that? I can't eat that. I have to pass it on. And who do I pass that on to? That would be our guests, our exhibitors. I won't do it. I won't do it. And what it, you know, you ever wonder why hot dogs are $4? $5? Why is a soda $2.50 for a small $3.50? Well, those are usually city governments that run those concession stands. It's not the expo promoter. It's the city or the county government. And if you and when you go to these expos and these events, you think, boy, that guy's really gouging me. He's making a fortune, right? Go to a gun show, $4, $5 hot dog, and you think it's the gun show promoter. It's not. It's the city government that's doing it. They are greedy beyond belief. Just a few articles on the website that you might want to consider reading. Today we're going to talk about alternatives. And Dr. Dan Junker's with us. And Dan Junker has been on the radio for about 10 years on shortwave radio. A lot of people know him. He's the underground doctor. Welcome, Dan Junker.
Well, thank you, Vincent. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Hey, Dan, I did not expect that the high-speed digital would be down, and I know we wanted to also put Sharon Smith on, but we don't have enough lines to do everything that we wanted to do between Missouri and Genesis and you. So it's you and me for 2 hours, and I had a question for you. You came to the expo, and you saw my puppy, right? My little English Mastiff?
Oh, that little two-pound...
I was a little more than 2 pounds. Mine was probably 50 pounds or, no, it's probably more like 60, 65 when you saw him. But he was only about 4 months old at the time. I understand that that you bought two puppies just like that from the same breeder.
When I get off the phone today, I need to cut my check and send an address. And I think they'll either be here this Friday or next Friday. I'm getting a male and a female from two different litters.
Yeah.
They have available, and I'm kind of excited. You know, the more I read about those types of dogs, the more excited I get.
Well, they are. Did you see the father of the litter? One of the litters you're buying, Samson. Did you see him?
Yes, I did. They were right across from where I had my booth.
Yeah, hey, I'll bet you it was 165, 185 pounds.
Oh, big dogs. Yet, just as nice, you know, much calmer than a lot of other dogs that big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely calm. Wonderful dog. I would like to bring, I call mine Thomas Jefferson. And I'd like to bring him in the studio. And I will, as soon as I am convinced he's not going to tear through all these wires and play, you know, because he still is a puppy. As he gets a little older, maybe another couple months, I'll have him in the studio, and we might hear him ring the alarm if he hears somebody coming our way. But I'm delighted that you got you know, his relatives or his brother and sister. I think that's really neat.
My friend called up the other day, and he said, well, if they're watchdogs, he said, you need to name one of them Rolex and one of them Timex.
I have a relative who had a dog, and he called. He was into and he called his dog Piston. And I thought I thought it had something to do with racing engines. It didn't.
Okay.
It had to do with a bodily function.
Okay.
He said, yeah, that dog guy, he's pissing everything we've got. Dr. Junker, why don't we start out with an introduction of just who Dr. Junker is for a minute or two.
Well, do you want me to introduce myself, or do you want to introduce?
No, I'd like you to tell us. You've been chased all around the continent. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, I started out in alternative because I had a handicapped child, and they told me that my child would be in these braces and all of these other things for years and years and years. Plus, I had a business partner when I got into the health food industry who got cancer. So I always felt like there was a better solution than just doing things the way we're told to do things by medical doctors. So I met so many influential people. You know, if I would read a good health book, then I'd call up the author and I'd visit with them. And I always felt like, and then once I started doing talk radio, you know, I had almost a photographic memory for this health stuff. And what I would do is I would start learning this stuff. And I can remember when my father got cancer, he was 52 years old, and he went to an alternative type medical doctor. And the doctor wanted to do these biopsies. And I said, Dad, don't do the biopsies. I'll send you some stuff and take this stuff and tell him he can check your PSA again in a couple months. And they checked the PSA, and it had gone from 5 or 6 down to 0. And the doctor was kind of impressed, and he said, well, can I get your son's name? Because my father told him that he'd been doing some of my stuff. So the doctor called me up from Florida and said, I'm building an offshore clinic. He said, based on your dad's result, would you take over running it?
Dr. Dan Junker, I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're going to go to a few commercial breaks. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dan Junker's with us. And Dan Junker has been interested in alternatives for quite a while. And Dan, you've had a child who had some additional needs, and you pursued alternative ways of dealing with that. Let me ask you this. Some of your focus has been in cancer. Now, I understand that there are only three treatment types for cancer. One is to cut it out, which is surgery. Another one is to irradiate it and kill it, kill the cells with radiation therapy. And then the third way is chemicals, poisoning the cells, which is called chemotherapy. Why is it, do you think, that there are no other approved treatments for cancer, including nutrition?
Well, I think a lot of it is it's a billion-dollar-a-day industry. It's an industry that has built these hospitals. And why do they poison our food that they give to us? Well, I think it's so they can cause a lot of these problems. And, you know, chemo actually works much better than you would ever believe, Vincent. Chemo does kill the cancer. The unfortunate part is it usually kills the patient the same day.
Yeah, and I remember getting a call. My dad was in the hospital, and he was going to be discharged at noon. And I would go and see him every day, and I left very late the night before. And so we got a call. Okay, your dad's being discharged at noon. So I get in the car, and it's 10 o'clock, and I get a call on the way in that your dad is dying right now. And so, I mean, they're discharging him in 2 hours, and he was dying in the hospital. And then I get a call from his doctor. His doctor, later that afternoon, I get it's a message. Hey, sorry about your dad. Bye. I was livid, absolutely livid. And I wrote a multi-page letter to the chairman of the hospital. and the board. And it was a blistering letter. And they wanted to be paid for killing my dad, and I told them it'd be a cold day in hell before they'd get a dime. And I said, I'm really looking forward to being sued. I was so angry. And they killed my father. And you're absolutely right.
And then when you go to alternatives, Vincent, then the oncologists say, well, these are a bunch of charlatans out here. I've even heard that on Genesis where one of the doctors go, oh, all of these people with alternative stuff, a big percentage of them, you know, are just charlatans. They're out there to get rich. Well, wait a minute. Who gets rich? The person who gives $250,000 worth of mustard gas or chemotherapy to someone and gets the insurance company to pay it, or the person who spends $100 in their well? Obviously, the person who did a $100 treatment didn't get rich off of it, but you don't build those big hospitals by undercharging people and giving things away. And so much of this standard approach, does it make sense to you that I'm going to poison you well? Does that even make sense logically?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, people have become accustomed. If you look at it, and if you go to the hospital class, you need to get an itemized statement, and you will see that aspirins are, I don't know, $5, $10, $15 a piece. When the loved one or you are in the hospital and you're prescribed an aspirin or an ibuprofen, you will be shocked at the cost. And then the defense that the hospital has is, well, you know, we have a lot of people involved, and there's a lot of overhead in making sure you get that aspirin and it's correct and all. I mean, it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense what they charge, and they get away with it. And you're right. And you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, you can negotiate those bills down. If you do have a, you know, a hospital bill, you can say, you know what, I can't pay it. It's crazy. I mean, these charges are nuts. And you can negotiate them down. It's not all that hard to do.
Right. But they're killing us. Vincent, because when we up in Wyoming, they had a group of people that got together to educate each other in what was going on. One day, a doctor came in, and he said, I can show you how 50% of every hospital is.
50% of every hospital was?
Hospital bill shouldn't even be there.
Right. Dr. Dan Junker, Vince Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. Let's talk about more about those hospital bills when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Dan Junker's with us, naturopathic doctor. And we're talking about hospital bills. Dan, you were telling us that a doctor said something about half of the hospital bills shouldn't be there. Tell us more about that, please.
Well, this particular doctor had been a doctor up in Casper, Wyoming. He'd kind of transferred over into hospital administration. And then he got disgusted with that and left that job. And so he came in to a small group, and he began to go through and show how itemized bills, how you could challenge so many of these charges. And he said, I can go through almost any bill issued by a hospital, challenge certain charges, and he said, I can usually get it reduced by 50%. He said they routinely overcharge and put things on that services on that weren't performed or that weren't necessary. And he said, because of this, he said, I can go through and they'll drop it if you challenge them. But he said, so few people ever challenge them. He said, the insurance companies know how to challenge them, but the private individual typically just goes ahead and pays. You know, go ahead and get along and be nice. I know a lady in Fort Collins where the hospital dropped her husband off a gurney, ripped a colostomy out of him, and then charged her for all of these things. And they kept saying, well, you probably won't ever have to pay the bill as long as you don't do it. Turn around and sue us. And so she kept from suing him. As soon as the time for her to sue them expired, they came after her for that money to fix their own mistake.
Yeah.
Kind of like you and your father's experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Except I can't fix that, you know, that death. I can't reverse it.
I can't bring him back. Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, it was done by St. John's Hospital here in Springfield, Missouri. And I've been getting some heat because I mention them and I talk about how the health premiums keep going up. And I look for alternatives, and when I find them, I tell people how they can get away from St. John's. And St. John's is not happy with me. And these hospitals have names like St. John's Mercy. There is no mercy that I've seen at St. John's. None. Not in the billing department, not in medical services. As a matter of fact, my mom has one prescription left. She's gotten off everything except one prescription. And her doctor has to tell the insurance company that the generic doesn't work. It doesn't work. It causes severe back pain, and she needs this non-generic. And so now there's a battle between the hospital, the doctor who works for the hospital, and the insurance company. And the bottom line is my mom is caught in the crossfire, and she can't get the meds because the doctor is either too busy to contact the insurance company. The insurance company is saying we won't pay the extra, you know, twice the price or whatever it might be. And my mom is caught in the crossfire. And what does a little person do to fight this bureaucracy? You can't even get these people on the phone. You can't call your doctor anymore because his phone number is blocked. You can't get to him because there's a line of, there's a firewall around the doctor, so you can't call them directly. Right. It's impossible.
Well, I have a neighbor who went in for a MRI, and that's been probably close to 4 months now, and he still hasn't been able to get a hold of the doctor and see what happened with the MRI or what the conclusions were. And the whole time he's living in pain, and he went to his local doctor, and the fellow said, I'll have you an answer before I quit tonight. And that's been a week ago, and he still hasn't got the answer from that fella. So, you know, how would you like to pay for services you never get? I think that we're going to have to take control of our own health. And you realize that there are so many simple solutions to things. And so many people tell me after they try something alternative, after they try something that works for them, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, see, we've been brainwashed into a system that believes that they are traditional, and they're anything but traditional. You know, the herbs are traditional. They go back thousands of years. When Jesus Christ was born, what did they bring him? Frankincense and myrrh? Well, now they make a frankincense and myrrh injection that's not legal in the United States, but they use it offshore, and it works extremely well for many people with cancer. Nothing works for everybody, but there are herbal solutions, there's homeopathic solutions, there's vitamin solutions. But so often when they come out with recommendations, I can remember talking with a cardiologist, and he said, yeah, they've set some of these USDA requirements or what you need as far as vitamin D. They've set it so low as to ensure that 3 out of 4 women getting breast cancer wouldn't have had their levels of vitamin D3 been higher. So So a lot of this information is starting to come out. As the information comes out and the public demands to be informed, we're going to see this whole health revolution, which, you know, there was a automobile revolution. When the automobiles came in, they replaced the horses. Then we had the industrial revolution. And now we're seeing a wellness industry or a wellness revolution that is disempowering many of the medical doctors and many of those involved in the medical mafia. And we're seeing the individual become empowered again. And they begin to make their own decision on their own health. And, you know, there's many people like you, Vincent, that say, I'm not going to buy insurance because I won't do what they'll pay for and they won't pay for what I'll do.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I've had that discussion with Mrs. Spinelli many times. And I said, look, even 2 days ago, I said, look, I'm 60 years old. I'm in really good health, at least in my mind. And whenever I go to see the doctor, which might be once a year or a little less frequent than that, you know, he'll say to me, you know, hop on the scale, blood pressure, okay. Looks in my eyes, everything's okay. Stick out your tongue, okay. I'll see you next year. And then I say to him, well, what can I do to improve my health even more? And he'll say, well, just keep doing what you're doing. And I'll say, what about supplements, vitamins? He'll say, oh, no, you get all that in your food.
Well, but see, they don't, you know, to become a medical doctor, you only spend about 6 hours of actual course time learning about nutrition and maybe herbs and alternative, you know, vitamin therapies and things like this. And so often, many medical doctors don't know that there's a difference between something that's synthetic and something that's natural. Isn't going, you know, some future generation's going to go back and they're going to excavate a cemetery site, and when they find these bodies, they're going to say, "Wow, these people were really advanced. Look, they grew these artificial joints, or they grew these, you know, with all these different metals. How did they process metals in their body to make these plastics for their spine and things like this?" You know, basically, if we would go back and start looking at the body as, see, and my feeling on cancer is that basically everything comes back to detoxing the body. Detox, detox, detox. If we would clean the garbage out and put the good stuff in and rebuild our immune system, do you know our immune systems function at less than 10% of what they had them functioning at back in the 60s? Now, what is causing our immune systems to be so compromised? Could it be the garbage in the food, the garbage in the air, the garbage in the water? When we begin to change this, we'll see a total health revolution. And that's why so many people, you have, I know at your shows, USA Prepares, there's people there selling water purifiers. Why are they selling it? Because the general populace is beginning to recognize that you can't drink the garbage that the cities deliver to us. Yeah, it might meet some kind of federal requirement, but it doesn't meet any nutritional requirement. So why should we voluntarily become lab rats and let them experiment on us?
Well, as you're saying this, I'm thinking about probably back in the 1940s, maybe even the 1950s. If a doctor said it, you did it. If a priest said it, you did it. And if your school principal said it, you did it. And I think that we have fallen so far that I don't buy any of it. If a doctor says it, you know, I'll listen to it, but I'm probably going to reject a lot of it, unless it's maybe Dr. Junker or Dr. Norman Shealy or Dr. Joel Wallach, you know, or one of the doctors that I know and trust. But, you know, there's some... Dr. Shealy calls it the medical mafia. I mean, he says it right here on Genesis Communications Network, the pharmaca mafia, the medical mafia. And he talks about how compromised the system is and how it's so dangerous to follow their advice. He's a medical doctor. He's a 3 times PhD, a medical doctor, a Native American medicine man, a surgeon, a brain surgeon, and he's saying exactly what you're saying. He really is. And I believe.
Were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay. Well,
believe it or not, I really have a problem taking orders.
Me too. But, you know, a lot of people say that when you go to a VA hospital, it's a second chance to give your life for your country.
Well, sure. And I believe that. And I have a relative who I believe they killed. And I believe they'd say, let's try this. And then, you know, the doctors would go to the break room and they'd say, okay, I gave 14 of my patients this, you know, and let's see how, let's see if they make it through the week.
Yeah, it's a sad day in America. And fortunately, programs like yours begin to help people to see that they can become informed, they can take control of their own health. You know, when I see these people that are 300 pounds overweight, and the first thing they bab for in the morning is a quart of soda pop, there's something wrong.
We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side. Dr. Dan Junker, and I'm Vince Nelly. This is USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Farmers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Jan Junker's with us, and we're talking about natural medicine. We're talking about what you can do that will work. And one of the things I'd like to talk about, Dan, is what herbs actually do work, and can we be specific?
Absolutely. That's just exactly where I wanted to go. You know, I make some herbal combinations, and I also purchase some from friends that may put herbal combinations together for me. And, you know, many of us have heard, it's not right to talk about the problems, which we've done for the past hour, but now let's talk about the solutions. So I don't think it's good to talk about problems unless you have a solution.
Right.
And so one of the best herbs is essiac, and that's a blend of sheep sorrel, turkey rhubarb, burdock root, slippery elm, and we use a little bit of watercress in it and a real slight amount of bloodroot sometimes. And what it does, it promotes cell repair and aids in the assimilation and elimination, as well as other, you know, for cancer, as well as other degenerative diseases. And in the old days, the Indians put this together, and they would use it as their detoxifier. But see, a lot of people don't realize that sheep sorrel, which is probably all over in Missouri there, it grows in the garden wild, but it's a natural diuretic and detoxifier, and it has some gentle laxative properties. And when you mix it with turkey rhubarb, which has a major purging effect, it cleans infections out of the elimination system and the gastrointestinal tract. So when you put these two together, you're actually going in and listen how many advertisements are on TV for, and I don't have TV, but I'm told that one of the major things is laxatives. You know, they sell millions and millions of dollars worth of laxatives because everybody's toxic. And look at the number of people out here with Crohn's disease or irritable bowel syndrome. Well, when you mix the sheep sorrel together and the turkey rhubarb, you can eliminate the use of other laxatives or chemical laxatives, and you can also actually use it as a diuretic so that you take the stress off the kidneys. And, you know, so many of these people are on Lasix because their ankles are swelling up. Well, why not take care of this problem naturally by using the essiac? The burdock root that we put in there, it has antifungal and antibacterial actions, and it's a good blood purifier. And this whole formula is good for cleaning out the liver and cleaning out the blood. You know, in the offshore cancer clinics, one of the first things they do is work on cleaning the colon, cleaning the liver, cleaning the blood, and then most of them forget to do this, but you need to clean out the lymphatic fluid too. It doesn't do you any good to change your oil on your car, Vincent, if you don't every now and then check your radiator fluid. And I kind of compare the radiator fluid to the lymphatic fluid in the human body and the blood to the oil for the engine.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you spell ESSIAC so that our class can write that down?
ESSIAC. I make it in a tincture. A lot of people just sell the herbs in a bag, and then they have you boil it up at home. But the nice thing about the tincture, if you're traveling in a 2 ounce, you know, dropper bottle, if you're traveling, you can just take a dropper, put it in a glass of purified water, spring water or some type of juice, and you can drink it down. And it's not, you know, for people that are on the move, on the go, you can always have it with you. And it's ESSIAC. It was named after Cassie, a nurse that worked with the Ojibwe Indians up in Canada. And they used to use this as a quote-unquote cancer cure for literally years and years and years. It goes way back, long, long historical amount of history behind it. So,
and when you say when it was used as a quote cancer cure unquote, was it actually effective?
Oh, extremely effective.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back on the other side. Got a top of the hour news, a couple more commercials. No shortage of commercials. Dr. Dan Junker and I will be back, and we'll talk about how to get in touch with Dr. Dan Junker on the other side of the top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.